Morning, Medford. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford. I'm Furious George. You're listening to Can I Change This Later? And this week we have a special instrumental edition. Kicking us off as usual, we have Navajo Joe by Ennio Morricone. We're going to have some surf rock inspired instrumentals, starting off with the classic Miserloo by Dick Dale, followed up with Little O Straitjackets and The Pyramids, and then we'll continue going on from there.
Thank you.
And we're back. In the background is Stevie Ray Vaughan's Little Wing. I personally like Jimi Hendrix's a little bit better, but he sings in it. So, to fit the theme of the show, Stevie Ray Vaughan's instrumental version instead. Running us backwards, we had Penetration by the Pyramids, New Siberia by Los Straitjackets, I Live on a Battlefield, also by Los Straitjackets, off of it's 2018, last year's What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Los Straitjackets. And before that was Dick Dale's Miserlou, which I know it always makes me think of Pulp Fiction. Coming up next, we have Man of Mystery by The Shadows, followed by Little Link Ray and the Beach Boys. And then we're going to be talking a little bit about the connection between Curtis Knight and Jimi Hendrix, which personally I didn't know about until about last week, but it involves some events that happened early in Jimi Hendrix's career before he went over to Europe, met Noel Redding, all that good stuff, and went on to form the Jimi Hendrix Experience. So stay tuned if you want to hear about that later in the show. And now, Man of Mystery by The Shadows.
Thank you.
And we're back. So, going backwards, we had Stoked by the Beach Boys, Pet Sounds, the mono version by the Beach Boys, Ace of Spades by Link Wray, and Slinky by Link Wray. Now, as promised earlier, I'm going to give you a little history lesson on early Jimi Hendrix. So, probably all of you, I think it's safe to say, know who Jimi Hendrix is, but most of you, if you heard my little teaser earlier, are wondering who Curtis Knight is. Well, he was a singer back in the 1960s Harlem R&B music scene, usually fronting his own band, the Squires. Now, in 1965, Jimi Hendrix hooked up with him to become a guitarist in Curtis Knight and the Squires. During that time, he recorded some singles and some demos for producer Ed Chalpin, who also signed Hendrix to a management contract, which Jimi Hendrix, you know, forgot about because he's Jimi Hendrix, and left for England in 1966 to, you know, meet Noel Redding, form the Jimi Hendrix Experience, and go on to become the superstar, smash hit guitarist god that he is. Now, after Hendrix became famous, Knight and Chalpin kind of decided to try to ride on his coattails, issuing hundreds of albums of the recordings with Hendrix, resulting in years of legal action by both sides, to the point that the battles continued after Hendrix's death. Even after that, Knight moved to London, where he formed the group Curtis Knight Zeus, and toured through Europe, relying on his Hendrix connection for many years. And among the musicians who got caught up in that were Fast Eddie Clark, who later joined Motorhead and actually passed away earlier this year, earlier this month, actually. Now, to give you an idea of just how far these legal battles went, Jimi Hendrix's estate ended up prevailing in 2003. So that's probably, I don't know, I don't feel like doing math this early in the morning, what, about 35 years after it began? That's longer than I've been alive. So anyway, Hendrix's estate has control of all the recordings now. And one of my favorite parts of this entire saga is that in 2015, Hendrix Estate released the compilation called You Can't Use My Name. Now, the title refers to Hendrix's stipulation to producer Ed Chalpin, producer slash manager, the guy that locked him into that contract, at the beginning of the 1967 session. Hendrix says, "Edward, can you hear me? In other words, like, you can't use my name for any of this stuff, all right? No, serious, though, seriously." Chalpin says, "Don't worry about it. I won't use it. Don't worry about it." This is recorded at, like, about 5 seconds into the session. Shortly thereafter, Chalpin licensed the recordings to Capitol Records, who issued an album titled Get That Feeling, with billing as Jimi Hendrix and Curtis Knight, using his name. And he also did that with at least one or two other recordings as well. So I just think that titling the compilation You Can't Use My Name is a nice little bit of posthumous justice there, shall we call it. So, without further ado, I'm going to stop rambling, play you a quick PSA, and then we're going to listen to some of Jimmy's work with Curtis Knight and the Squires. You can see why exactly Curtis was so keen to steal that from, or not really steal it, but, you know, ride his coattails. So, PSA time, then music time.
Michael Strahan with PETA. When I'm not playing defense for the New York Giants, I'm protecting the home team, my girls Tasha, Katie, and Stella. During the cold winter months, dogs left chained outside can suffer from frostbite and hypothermia, as well as stress and loneliness. Your dog depends on you for love and protection. So bring them inside, take them for walks, make them a part of your pack. In other words, be your dog's biggest defender.
For more information, contact PETA, 757-622-PETA.
We'll be right back.
All right, that little sample of Hendrix's early work was, and going backwards, mind you, Torture Me, Honey, from the German double vinyl LP, Guitar Gods, Volume 3. Before that, we had Knock Yourself Out, Flying on Instruments. And before that, we had Hornet's Nest. Both of those were off of the You Can't Use My Name compilation, but they were originally released as a 7-inch vinyl, Hornet's Nest being the A-side, Knock Yourself Out being the B-side. I'm still in disbelief that it took me this long to find out about this side of Jimi Hendrix music, because, I mean, you can definitely see, or hear rather, the how he's going to progress in the future. I guess you can hear hints of that in his earlier work. And just the brilliance is still there, and he's just kind of, you know, polishing it at that point. And it really is just very neat to listen to that. So I'm going to play one more of Hendrix's early work, also off of the Guitar Gods Volume 3. This one is called Level. And after that, we're going to play a little Velvet Underground, and that should take us to the end of the show. But first, I got another PSA for you.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Man, I almost think that was more effective with Little Wing in the background. Made it a little more somber. All right, without further ado, we've got Level, again, off of that Guitar Gods Volume 3. you can find copies on eBay if you'd like, or hunt down in your local record stores, but good luck finding it. I think the copy I saw on eBay was maybe like $30 or $40. And who knows about the quality, you're probably getting it from Europe as well.
Bye.